there's any difference now. It's a towel.
All right. And what do you call the cloth or rag you bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
And what do you dry yourself with?
Towel.
Okay. And at the kitchen sink, what is the thing you turn on?
Faucet.
Suppose it were outside to hook the hose to.
Spigot.
Pardon?
Spigot. S-P-I-G-O-T.
Okay. And how about, let's see, there's one other kind. On a water container, you know, there might be something you turn.
That's a bung. It's a bung hole, and then you turn the spigot.
Yeah. But it's the thing you turn is the spigot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then if it got very cold, you might say, last night my water pipes
froze.
And
burst.
Okay. And if you stick in a pen in a balloon, it would
burst.
Okay, good. All right, we'll go on from there. People used to buy flour in a big wooden thing called a
flour bin. We kept them in that at home.
Well, or crackers would come in a.
Oh.
Or pickles.
Crock.
Well, this is a big wooden thing with bands around it.
Barrel.
Okay. What would you call a smaller one that nails might come
keg.
In?
Keg.
Mm-hmm. And what are the bands that go around?
Well, they're called, I don't know.
Well, the same.
Yeah, I know, but I just can't.
You do. The same word is used in those skirts that ladies used to wear. You know, the
hook.
Mm-hmm. Would you call the things around the barrel?
Yeah, barrel hook, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what they used to call containers of molasses, a big container?
I just can't think. I'm sure I've heard it, heard the word, but I don't remember.
Most people don't have a term for that. How about lard? What would that come in?
Tub.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a container that you put molasses in on the table?
Yeah, crit.
Okay. Do you know the term stand of molasses or stand of lard?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, that's it. A few people know that, but most people don't. I don't know where that comes from. And if you're pouring water into something with a narrow mouth, what do you call the thing you might pour it through?
A decanter?
Well, the thing that's wide at the top and narrow at the bottom.
Pitcher?
If I had a piece of paper, I would try to make one. What you pour it through so it won't.
Oh, a funnel.
Yeah, okay. And then to make your horses go faster, if you're driving in a buggy, you hit them with a
whip.
Okay. And if you bought fruit or something at the grocery store, the grocer might put it into a
sack.
Okay, what's that made of?
It's paper.
You would never call it a poke?
No, but I've heard the expression pig in a poke.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard it poke bunny. But I've never heard of sack called a poke.
Well, they say that in East Tennessee, in North Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They really do, up in the mountains.
We don't use it here, as I know of. I've never heard it.
If you had a sack made of cloth, what would you call it?
Sack.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call that kind that perhaps potatoes are shipped in or feed that's rough cloth?
Oh, we call them croaker sacks.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other name for it?
Yes, a gunny sack.
Is that the same?
I think so.
Did you ever hear toe sack?
No.
Here again, that's the North Georgia term for it. It's toe sack, Tennessee and North Georgia.
Mm. Never heard of it.
And it's the same thing. Do you know what they would call the amount of corn they might take to the mill to be ground at once?
You mean a load of it or something?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Or what would you call the amount of wood you could carry in your arms?
A bundle?
Well, would you say you got a bundle in your arms?
Bundle of wood?
Yeah, okay. Did you ever hear the expression turn of corn or turn of wood?
No.
All right. That's another one that a few people know, but most people don't. And then if your electric light burned out, you would screw in a new
bulb.
What kind of bulb?